Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
I want to fuck a girl so hard her dentures fall out.
Okay. We're in. Gabe's got a news story about a Delta flight.
Uh-oh. Yeah, not the Delta variant.
Whoa, hot take. Do airlines ever have good headlines? I don't think I've ever seen a good headline. Same with country singers. I've never seen a good headline for country singers. It's always them saying racist slurs.
Oh, really? I feel like there's, I got nothing.
I've never seen like Luke Bryan donates 13 hamsters to a third grade classroom. It's always like Morgan Wallen had a night.
You listen to country music like that?
I used to in college. Woman reportedly breastfed cat on Delta.
Stop it. I did see this.
I thought it was. I thought it was fake. I thought somebody photoshopped it. Woman reportedly breastfed cat on Delta Airlines flight. First of all, regardless of where you're on, you're on a flight or you're on home, you shouldn't be breastfeeding a cat. All right, because you know what does that? A water dish and water.
Yeah, and it says a flight attendant reported that the hairless cat was screaming for its life. I feel like that's an important detail too.
Here's the thing.
Yeah,
I think
it's a cat. It left the house.
The woman was a little blind, and she thought the hairless cat was a baby. That's what I think.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
So there's a video?
Yeah, apparently there's a video. I haven't seen the video.
God,
let's see.
I honestly, I don't even want to say it, but knock on wood, I've never been on a flight where there's like a viral moment happening.
Yeah. I have another.
And I just like, this seems like it's just every flight. You know, this makes sense. Like this would happen.
Please play this.
Oh, it's going from Syracuse. Good, fuck Syracuse. Just kidding, I love you. Except the crowds are often
mad.
They
want us to watch a 30 second ad.
What is this, Sirius XM? Hey, does anybody have more ads than cooking like recipe pages?
Oh, I hate
so
those.
Many fucking what ads. Yeah. But it's because nobody pays for that, so they're like, right. They have to like fucking spam that bitch out.
What are they fighting
Wait,
over? Who's gonna breastfeed
the
shit
out of her?
Show the cat.
Whoa. That was it? Oh, whoa, what is happening?
I love that dude in the Nike ads. Yeah, just like, God damn it, just get me fucking home.
Yeah, I would be
I wonder
livid.
If this is actually the video from this or if they're just linking.
Yeah, this looks like just a fight.
Yeah.
Show the cat.
Oh, I heard it.
I mean, honestly, dude, let the woman breastfeed the cat. What's the problem?
Yeah. The problem is she's breastfeeding a cat, Michael.
Oh, okay.
Is she a cat?
Was it her cat? Or was it someone else's cat?
Funny on both angles. I mean, because it's just a weird... I don't think...
Because think about that. Think about a stewardess.
Look at this. It said a flight attendant sent a message throughout the aircraft, which is probably hilarious. What did it say?
It said, seat 13A is breastfeeding a cat and will not put the cat back in its carrier.
Wow. At that point, you got to be like what was her response back? What was her like argument on that? So you guys can serve coffee and Coke, but I can't serve my fucking tits on a rope.
Also... Real quick, what if she was just trying to get some milk out to put in her coffee? Also, this is a real thought of mine. Who cares? It's not your cat.
But
let her breastfeed the cat.
Can you have tits out like that?
I think you could. Well, I don't know.
I think if you went to the bathroom, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
But also, look right down below it. There's a headline that says, woman allegedly run on LAX tarmac in attempt to wave down that plane. She thought she was in a movie. She thought she was in a movie.
Yep.
Stop that plane! Like, oh, okay. Wait, what did it say? The flight attendant added that the cat was screaming for its life. Yeah, because the cat doesn't want to breastfeed on 47-year-old saggy tits. Hate to break it to you.
Swaddled up in a blanket so it looked like a baby.
Oh, this woman is clinically insane.
Yeah.
Holy. Oh, so this is not the first time that she breastfeeds her cat.
No.
She's got a special blanket for it. Wow. I mean, that's honestly, that's like the equivalent of like sneaking in snacks to a movie theater, I guess. Whoa, you could pretend to have a baby and just make it filled with fucking Skittles.
Yeah.
Hold on, go to the cat. Was that the cat?
That was a cat.
That's the actual one?
I think this is an artist render.
Cat is, that looks like Greta if she was a cat.
Is Greta still alive?
No.
All right. Breastfeeding the cat in... The, yeah, that's... wow.
Woman is just gone.
Did she get arrested? Is she...
How do the nipples look? Just
on the cat?
Sure, but also on the woman. Because cats don't have
Be chewed up.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Like string bean pits.
You always, you know what makes me sad is knowing that some pets have shitty owners.
It's terrible. Oh, dude. I hate that. Speaking of shitty owners.
Pluto almost had a shitty owner.
Oh, yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the lady?
Maybe you didn't.
We,
go ahead.
We got Pluto on fucking Craigslist killer. And she came out holding Pluto by the neck, which you can do for cats.
Mm-hmm. Well, like a this?
So, or? No. Not like choking, but you can... By the back of their like neck the skin. Nape. You can do that, but that's how the moms carry the babies, I think. But she was doing that and Pluto was like shaking and the mom just had like, she had dimple piercings on was smoking. And it was just like, she just literally came out and was like, all right, 240. Like it was like a drug deal. Little Pluto was just like literally a dime bag of hairball. Damn. 8 ball for the hairball. And it was like, because we went over there just to even have like, I don't know what you call it, just to see if we even vibe with the little dude. But she was just like, all right, here, like she was like, we're done. Here's the money.
Yeah.
And then he like got in our arms and he like stopped shaking. I was like, it's a sign. The fuck is he?
Really quick. I can't remember who wrote this in, but someone had written in to say, Trevor, would you consider yourself a cat dad? And this feels like a good time for that 100%. Question. Cat dad?
Yeah, I'm a cat dad.
Would you get one of those like baby Bjorns for your cat?
I want him to be a cat dad at home. I'm like a private dad for him. I don't want him public school Pluto. Because outside cats are just on some other level shit. And then they know too much. They know that birds exist. Pluto has seen them, but on TV.
Right.
You know, Pluto will jump at like, you know, Howie Mandel at the screen. But he's never seen other cats.
Howie Mandel kind of looks like a bird.
Yeah.
A bird if it was a penis.
Uh-huh. But yeah, outdoor cats, then they always, once they're inside, they feel like their home is their cage and always trying to get out. And I don't want to open the door every time he tries to jet for the doors. That's how my parents' cats are right now because they were fostered, sheltered.
I don't know.
We got them from a shelter, but they were outside cats for like 3 months as babies. So that's what they think life is. So they're always trying to be like, so Pluto, instead of being like when he's trapped in a shoebox, being like, this is a cage, you know, then you think the whole place is a cage, which...
Yeah, the dude, so they know, they essentially feel like they're in jail, those two cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, a nice jail, but a jail. When I was in Costa Rica, there was just hella loose dogs.
Yeah.
I've never been in a place where there were just loose dogs. Like dogs, like, you know how we think of like squirrels? They had dogs. Like,
and it's weird, because your first response is to be like, what's the dog tag?
Yeah, we're, no.
You throw a tennis ball and it's like, all right, bitch, what am I supposed to do with that? No, chase it?
I will say though, every dog that we came in contact with, because you'd be like just at a cafe having a coffee and a croissant, and just a dog would walk up to you.
Can you
like,
take that dog?
I thought, dude, there was one dog that I was like, I love this dog. And they were all incredibly nice, and none of them looked malnourished. They all just were outside fucking hanging out dogs, and they got fed and shit.
Question.
Yeah.
How do you feel about dogs?
I love them.
With
okay.
a missing limb.
Shut it down. No. If you
how do you have that dog without I making it a statement? You know what I'm trying to say?
I think like,
I think people definitely need to love them.
Yeah. I hear where you're going. I think there's definitely some people that buy a three-legged dog because they're like, oh, I can't wait for people to think I'm a good person. And there's also people who buy three-legged dogs that are like, oh, this dog needs love and I'm gonna take care of it and I won't look at it differently than a four-legged dog. But I think there's more so people like, let me go to the rescue place and get the most fucked up dog ever as like a virtue signal to be like, I'm the best, right?
Right.
Yeah. There was my new barber, I don't know, whatever, barbershop person, whatever, has a dog that's like the Gigi size and no eye. Scared the shit out of me because the first time I went down to pet
one
it.
One or none?
One eye. But I went down to pet it and it was on the good eye side. And then I went down and it turned to me and it scared the fuck out of me, but I couldn't be like,
it's not a proper response. Yeah.
No, you can't freak out. Yeah. I gotta be like, whoa, that's a cool, look how
what
cute.
The Jack Sparrow? I mean, is that a Jack Russell I'm seeing?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you can't, I couldn't be like mean to it or like kind of.
You can, you just can't go back to that barbershop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's not a great question because I think ultimately if anybody gave you that dog at first, you might be like, what the fuck? But then you're like, oh, it's cute, man. It's fucking.
You do. I saw.
I only give him belly pats on the left side so he knows it's me.
Dude, I saw a three-legged dog in the dog park fast.
Really?
Yeah, really. Like it was a fast breed. It was like a whippet or some shit. One of those like really small leg dogs. And fast.
I feel like everybody should love that dog because that dog is put under so much pressure. It's always like the racing dog. And then there's a stigma that if they like race and they don't get first place or something, they like
kill it.
I think something like that.
Really?
Or they send them to the pound after.
That's awful.
It's not great. I mean, it's like playing in the NFL and then you like tear your ACL and they're like prison. You're like, I don't think that's illogical.
That's not
logical at all.
We talked about this before, but the racehorse thing is bananas to me.
Yeah. And they shoot them?
What?
I feel like there's got to be a better... Also, horses are like 20 grand. Just half price that bitch.
Liquidation sale.
Also, this one guy grand. Ran in a race. Like, he's famous.
He also has like...
This dude fucks Seabiscuit.
Dude, he also... You know how like on like NFL teams or NBA teams, they'll have like older players, like veterans.
Coach?
Coach, but also like they have him at the end of the bench for like leadership. You know, in the locker room?
I thought they just coached him.
Well, no, they have...
Luke Walton do? Isn't he a coach?
Luke Walton is a coach. I think he's an assistant at somewhere, but he was the coach for the Lakers for a little bit.
Well, yeah, I really feel like there's a better option than to just shoot the horse.
Yeah, what I'm saying
is... So much pressure on the horse, though. He's like in the race. He's like, oh, I really got to win this one. And then his girlfriend's like, come on, you don't have to win all of them. He's like, I do.
No, I do. But is it win?
I do.
Is it win or is it like... What I remember is if they get injured, it's over.
I think it's that.
I mean, hey, man... Put a cat. There's no horse casts.
There's something. There's something that's like they can't heal. It's like they can't.
Really?
So I don't know. I think they do it because it's like the horses can't properly heal. So they do it to put them out of their pain type beat.
Cast. There's got to be a horse cast. Also, cut the leg off. Three legged dogs, three legged horses.
Horses are heavy though. That bitch would just stand heavy. And fall over like a wobbly table.
Do you know a racehorse can cost millions of dollars?
Yeah, if they have the right semen. If they have like Seabiscuit and like Warminster semen?
What type of semen?
Warminster.
That sounds like horse Worcestershire sauce.
I think that's how you make it. You the horse.
Say Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
It sounds like a lawnmower that won't start, but it's getting somewhere. It's like Worcestershire sauce. Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up. Only $5 a month. God damn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.